Hello.
Hi, this is customer service. Customer support. We've given you a call back.
Yes. Is this from well-being?
Ma'am.
Pardon me?
Ma'am, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, is this from well-being?
We serve for several products, so I would need to have your zip code so I can look up an account.
61821.
61821, correct?
Right.
And what will be the first and last name on the account?
Janice, Janice.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, may you verify the address?
2110 Mayfair Road,
Thank you.
Champaign, Illinois. 61821.
Give me just a second. Let me look over the account for you.
Thank you.
Okay, have you do you recall or have any knowledge of trying to enter into a contest?
Say that again.
Do you recall back on May 28th trying to enter into a contest?
Entering into a what?
A contest, a sweepstake.
Oh, I don't know. No. I'm not.
Thank you, just
I'm not entering in any contest. When you get into those things and then they trap you, and I tried to get out of it. So now they're charging me for it.
Can't give me just a second. I'm
Sounds like
still here.
not
I'm
good
just
work.
looking for over the count.
It was what?
I'm looking over the account for you. Okay, yes, ma'am. I see what it was. It looks like you probably received an email with a link for a survey. In exchange to completing the survey, you are offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for the sweepstakes of that mixer. It was like a kitchen mixer. You could be charged anywhere from $2 to maybe $7 to enter the sweepstakes. And in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells you that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription for a meal plan. And once you sign up for that meal plan, you will receive an email with a link for the app. So that's what that was. That was a sweepstakes, and it looks like it was for a Bites Hub mixer.
Oh, for a mixer, yes, which I never did get.
Yes, ma'am. It is a sweepstakes. So it's just entering you into the contest.
And so it cost me $59.89 to enter it?
Yes, ma'am. That's what it looks like, but it can go to $20.
I don't want to be in it, period. I want it canceled. I'm not going to pay that.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Let me proceed with your cancellation.
Cancel everything, yes, please.
Okay, Ms. Adams, I do have a cancellation number for you if you have pen and paper around.
Okay, honey, I have it. I have one in front of me, honey.
Okay. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay, C.
920.
C0, did you say?
No, C as in Charlie, 920.
Oh, 920, right?
Uh-huh, 926.
926.
737.
What was he saying?
737.
737.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me read it back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
C920926737.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And sorry about the inconvenience. Give me just a second. And I'm sorry about the inconvenience. I have gotten that account closed for you. Sorry about that.
What?
Okay, just a second. Okay, Miss.
I'd like to have the money refunded, what I really like, but they won't do that, I'm sure.
I can't give you at least, let's see here. I might have to do a courtesy and use my employee discount for you, just because you have been so sweet and nice on today. Give me just 1 second.
Whatever works.
So what I can do is try to get you at least a 25%. I'm going to use my employee discount for you and get that refunded back to you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me just 1 second, okay?
All right.
Okay, I have issued out the refund for you. You should see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Just a second. Okay.
Tell me the amount of the refund.
It's going to be $15.
It's going to be what?
$15.
15? Oh, big whoop. Guess that's better than nothing.
Sorry about that. But yes, ma'am, it's going to be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. If not, you can just give us a call back at this number.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and sorry for the inconvenience, and have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.